Pachis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pachis Bavli, Daf Choftes, Rabin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Rabbi Gamliel Ime, B'chol Yom Adam Mithpal Shmoneh Esrei. Gamliel says every day a person should pray Shmoneh Esrei 18 brachas. Rabbi Shur Ime Me'in Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Shur says he may pray like Shmoneh Esrei, which is what the bracha called Havineinu, which is an abridged Shmoneh Esrei, as we'll see. Rabbi Kiva Ime, says if he knows Shmoneh Esrei fluently, he says it. If not, he says like Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara says V'lama Shmoneh Esrei. Why are there 18 brachas? And Rav Shur ben Levi, can I get Shmoneh Esrei mizmorim shekosav meroshoy shaltilim ad yancha Hashem b'yom tzara? The first answer is from Rav Shur ben Levi. He says it corresponds to the 18 Tehillim, from the beginning of the Sefer Tehillim until the 20th Kapitel, that says there in the second Pasuk, Hashem will answer you on the day of trouble. Yemir lecha Adam, Sha'asei hein, Emoloi, Lama v'kshugoyim, Leith hu min hein. If one will tell you that there aren't 20, but rather there are 19 before it, tell him that Lama v'kshu, which is the what we know as the second Perek of Tehillim, is not counted amongst them. It's part of the first perek that they actually are considered one perek and not two. We can infer from here, from Yancha Hashem B'Yim Tzara, which is after the 18 Tehillim, that if one prayed 18 and was not answered, he needs to fast, which is Yom Tzara, a day of trouble, which is a day of fasting. And with Mana, Remez, that it should say Le Tof Tof, which stands for Ta'ane, the Te'a Te'a, Rav Mana says this verse hints to Ta'aneh v'te'ateh, means that a person should tell his rabbi, your prayer should be heard. Apparently it was the custom to give this bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Simon, k'neged yudches, chol yos shebashedra. And now we come to a second answer as to why there are 18 brachas. Rav Simon, quoting Rav Shimon ben Levi, said it's corresponding to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. Shebashah she'adam oimed mispalal tzach, lashuach b'kulam, Ma'atam, Glas Maisaitamana, Shemikamecha. When a person stands and prays, he must bow with all of his vertebrae. What's the source? The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Yud, all of my bones say, Hashem, who is like you? I'm Rabbi Levi, Keneged Yudches Askoris Shekosov Barbol Hashem Bnei Elim. And the third answer, as to why there are 18 brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, is from Rabbi Levi. It corresponds to the 18 Askoris, which means the names of Hashem that appear in Tehillim in the 29th Perek, Hovul Hashem Bnei Elim. Amar Rabbi Huna, Yem Yom Lecha Adam, it should say Yud Zayin, Enun, Amulai, Shalminim, Kvar Kavim, Chachamim, Beyavne. Rabbi Huna said that if one will tell you there are only 17, because the Yerushalmi holds that one includes Es Semach into the Bachor of Bnei Yerushalayim, tell him that Bechas Aminim was already enacted in Yavne, which completes the 18. Hesiv, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Vahaksiv, Kel HaKavod Hirim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, asked Rabbi Yossi, it's written there in the Perek Kof Tes, in Pasuk Gimel, Kel HaKavod Hirim, God of Thunders of Glory. So in which case, that was the 19th mentioning of the name of Hashem, and therefore there should have been 19 brachas. Then the Gifya here should be added, Amalei Tani Shel David B'Bayin Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi answered that it was taught that one includes the bracha of Es Semach David in Bnei Yerushalayim, and therefore they are considered 19 brachas. Amalei v'atani kol shel minim v'shel poishim v'machni azedim v'shel zakenim v'shel gerim v'mevtach ha'sadikim, and should say Yislach l'chol chada v'chada min hoin ad kor. The Gemara objects that it was taught that he includes minim, the bracha for the heretics and intentional sinners, and in birchas Machnia Zedim, and Chachomim, and convert into the bracha of Miftach Lefadikim. And if you count the inclusions like extra brachas, you have to add for these. Do you have enough names of Hashem for each one of these? Rabbi Chanina Hashem Rupinchas Kaneged Yudches Pa'amim, She'avos Ksuvim Batoira Avam Yitzhak Yaakov. Then the fourth answer for the 18 brachas is Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rupinchas, that they correspond to the 18 times that the Avos are mentioned in the Torah, Avam Yitzhak and Yaakov. Yom Enecha Adam Yud Tes Heim, Emor Loi, it should say, V'zachalti, Es Bithi, If one will say to you, there are actually 90 mentionings, tell him that the Zechalti of Bisi Yaakov, that I remembered my covenant Yaakov, is not counted, because the others are mentioned in reverse order over there. Yemir lecha Adam Yudzayin heim, Amolai, Zechor la'avam Yitzhak l'Yisrael, it should say minhain. If one will tell you, if you count only Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov in order, there are only 17, tell him that Zechor la'avam li'Yitzhak u'li'Yisrael is counted, because Yisrael is Yaakov. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni b'shem Rabbi Yochanan k'neged Yudches Tzivoyim shekosa b'parshas Mishkan Sheni. And the fifth reason for the 18 brachos is Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni quoting Rabbi Yochanan. They correspond to the 18 commands in the second parsha of the Mishkan in Parshas Pekudei. Really, there are 19. He doesn't count Vayah Moshe ka'asher tziva, because it merely says that Moshe saw that he did like Hashem commanded. And Rav Chiya ba'avava of Avad min v'itoy aliyav ben achisimach l'matei dan, that sefer de sifra. Rav Chiya ba'avava says, we count only from v'itoy aliyav ben achisimach l'matei dan, in Shmoyf Perk Lamed Ches Pasuk Chof Gimel, until the end of the sefer. He excludes the previous Pasuk of Bitzalel Asa, but he includes Vayah Moshe, and is all according to the Sefer Shnois Eliyahu. Sheva Shal Shabbos Minayin. What's the source for the seven brachas in the Amida of Shabbos? And Rabbi Yitzchak, can I get Zayin Koyleis Shekosev Bovel Hashem Le'elim? Rabbi Yitzchak answered, they correspond to the seven Koyleis sounds, voices, in the Perek of Tehillim, Choftes, Havol Hashem Le'elim. And Rabbi Yudan, Anturia, can I get Zayin as Koyleis Shekosev Mizmor She'elim HaShabbos? And a second answer is from Yudan Anturia, who says they correspond to the seven names of Hashem that appear in Mizmor She'er Liyom HaShabbos. Tesha Shev Rosh Hashanah Minayin, what's the source for the nine brachas in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Am Rabbi Abba Kal Tugna, Keneged Tesha Azkoi Shekot Parshas Chana, Uksiv B'Soif Hashem Yadin Aseretz. Rabbi Abba Kal Tugna answers they correspond to the nine names of Hashem that appear in the Parsha of Chana, and it's written at the end in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud, Hashem Yadin Aseretz, Hashem will judge the edges of the earth. Chofdalad Shaltaniyath Minayin. What's the source for the 24 brachas that are said on fast days when there's a lack of rain? Because we had 6 brachas to the standard 18 after Goyal Yisrael. Rabbi Chalbi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel Bar, Rabbi Nachman, Travihoin, Amrin, Keneged, Chofdalad, Parmim, Shekosu, Bepar, Shoshosh, Shleima, Rina, Utfila, Utchena. Rabbi Chalbi and Rabbi Shmuel Bar, Rabbi Nachman answer that they correspond to the 24 times it's written in Parsha Shleima, in his request that Hashem accept the Trillas in the Beit HaMikdash, Rina, Trilla, and Trina, which are different words for prayer. Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem Rav Yomia, Yochid B'Tanis Sibur, Tzorach Lazker, Meina Ma'ur, Echan Hu'amma, Ben Goyal Yisrael, L'Roi Fecholim. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Yomia, said that on a Tanis Sibur, on a public fast day, an individual must mention Me'in HaMa'ur, which pertains to the day, means the Trilla that we call Anenu. Where does he mention it? Between the brachas of Goyal Yisrael and Roi Fecholim. Omar Oime, and what does he say? Aninu Hashem Aninu, Be'is, Uba'oina Azois, Ki Besor Gudel Anachnu, Artaste, Ponecha Memenu, Artis Alam, Betchin Asenu, Yatar Hashem, Oine, Be'isor, Poide Matsu, Beholesor, Besuka, Be'itzaku El Hashem, Betzar Lahem, Mitzukoseim, Yotziem, Bochata Hashem, Ha'oine, Be'is, Torah. Well, so he says, Aninu, answer us Hashem, answer us at this time, for we are in great affliction. Don't hide your countenance from us, and don't ignore our supplications. For you, Hashem, answer at a time of affliction, and redeem and save at every time of affliction and distress. And we quote from the Perek Tehillim, Perek Kuf Zayin, Pasuk Chofres, they cried out to Hashem from their distress, that he take them out of their straits. And then you end by saying, Bochata Hashem, Ha'oine Beisora, who answers a time of affliction. Rabbi Yanai, should say, Bar Yishmol, B'Shem Beis Rabbi Yanai, Oime, Boch, B'Shemia Tfilah. Rabbi Yanai, Bar Yishmol, quoting, Beis Rabbi Yanai said that he says this prayer in as part of the Bocha of Shemia Tfilah. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rav, Afil Yochid Jagoza, that's my Tanis, Sarach Laskim, Eina Ma'ur. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rav, said, even an individual who decreed a fast on himself must mention this prayer as well. Achinu Amra, in which Tfilah did he say it? Rav Zeira B'Shem Rav Huna, Kilele Shal Shabbos Ukiyoyme. Rav Zeira, quoting Rav Huna, said, he says it in every Trilla, like Shabbos, which we mention in Tilla day and night. Amar Bimana Anna Deleva Dakta in Kadar de Vyumya in Kadar de Vyanai, as you say, Bao Ishmael, Salkis Le Sidra, Vashamis of Chuna, Vashem Rav, Avid Yochid to Gozal at Smaitanis, Sarah came in Maur. Rav Mana said, I was unsure whether we rule like Rav Yumya or like Rav Yanai Bashmul. I went to the Beis Medrash and heard Rav Chuna in the name of Rav saying that even an individual who decreed a fast on himself must mention Meina Ma'ur. Heisiv Rav Yosi Vaha Masnisa Pliga B'chol Yom Adam Mispalel. And as you say, Me'ein Shmona Esa Chutz M'Marsi Shabbos and M'Marsi Yom Kippurim Rav Tanis Tzibo. That's a great guess. We say, Rav Yosa asked, there's a Bais that argues every day one may pray like Shmona Esa that we said earlier, I'm going to say explain soon, except for Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur, because he has to say Havdalah, and Etanes Sibur, because of the Tchul Avaneinu, and it shows that on Etanes Yochid, on an individual private fast, one need not say Meina Ma'ur, unlike Rav Chuna. Yemad Amar, Rav Yosi, Masnisa, Pliga, Habakein Issavt Ben Goyal Yisrael, Le Rosh Hacholim. And we infer that since Rav Yosi said that the Baisa argues, it shows that Rav Chuna holds that even on Etanes Yochid, on a private fast, he says it between Goyal Yisrael and Rosh Hacholim. If he says it in Shemir Trilla, he could do so in Havinenu. The Baisa teaches that only on Etanes Sibur he has to say all 18 brachas in order to say Anenu between Goyal and Rosh. Am Rav Acha Bar Yitzchak b'Shem Rechia Disipayin Yochid b'Tisha B'Av Tzarech Lazkir Meina Ma'ur. Rav Acha Bar Yitzchak quoting Rav Chuna, but Rabba of Sipayin said that on Tisha B'Av an individual has to mention Meina Ma'ur. Ma'o Aimer, what does he say? Rachem Hashem Elekeinu Barachamecha Barabim Barachastra Hanemonim Aleinu Bar Amcha Yisrael Bar Yerushalayim Irachar Bar Siyam Mishkan Kvaydecha. Have mercy Hashem Elekeinu in your great mercy and your faithful chesed on us and on your nation in Yisrael and on Yerushalayim your city and on Siyon the dwelling of your honor. Vale'ir Avila V'Achareva V'Ahavta V'Hashem Mima Hanesuna V'Yad Zorim V'Amusav Yad Aritzim V'Yoshua Legyoynes Yichalu Ha'Evdei Silim. And on the morning, destroyed desolate city is given in the hands of the Zorim of the strangers that was trampled via oppressors and devoured through legions, and idolaters desecrated it. Alisal Amcha Nosata Nachla Lezera Yishurun Yerusha Hayrashta Hiresha Hitzasa Oveish Ata Ased Levenosa Kamo Vani Eye La Numashem Chaymas Eish Savi Velechoid Eye Besecha. And you gave it to your nation Yisrael with love for an inheritance, and to the seed of Yeshurun you bequeathed it for an inheritance, for through fire you destroyed it, and through fire you will build it in the future, as it says, and this is in the Zechariah Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, and I will be for it, said Hashem, a wall of fire around it, and I will, my honor will be inside it. Rabbi Avdimi, the Sipurin by Klemi Rubmana, Achein Oimer. Rabbi Avdema of Sipurin asked Rubmana, where does he say this? Amalei Radain in at Lazu Chodoroshu Lavai Oimra Bavida Chodoroshu Lava Oimra Bahido. Rav Mana answered, do you still need to ask this? Rav Yumya said in the name of Rav that everything for the future, he says it in Avida, which is the Bocha of Ritzei, everything that pertains to the past, he says in Haidar, which is Moedim. Masnisa Amakain, Venosin Haidar, Lashavar, Ritzei, Laosid Lavai. And a Mishnah, in later in Brochas, says so, he thanks for the past and cries out for the future. Evu Sheva Me'ein Yudches, what's 7 brachas like 18? Rav Amar Sof Kol Bracha Bracha, Rav answers, he says the end of every bracha. Ushmul Amar Rosh Kol Bracha Bracha, and Shmul answers, he says the beginning of every bracha. Iftanaitani Sheva Me'ein Yudches, Viftanaitani Yudches Me'ein Yudches. Some teach 7 brachas like 18, and some teach 18 like 18, which means that each bracha is said but it's abbreviated. Manda Amar Sheva Me'ein Yudches, Messiah Leshmul, Mandam Yudches Mein Yudches Mesei L'Rav. The one who teaches 7 like 18, he supports Shmuel. One bracha in the middle encompasses the beginnings of the 12 middle brachas. And the one who teaches 18 like 18 supports Rav, that he says the closing of all the brachas. The Bzeira Shalach Rav Nochum Gabi Rabbi Yanai Bi Rabbi Shmuel Amalei Ezu Me'ein Sheva Me'ein Yudches to Shmuel Amalei Havinenu Ritzei Tshuvasenu Slachlanu Goyalenu Rafei Chaleinu Baruch Shinoisenu. Rabbi Zeira sent Rav Nachum to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel, to ask what is 7 like 18 that Shmuel was referring to, and he said, it's Havinenu, which is give to us understanding, accept our tshuva, forgive us, redeem us, heal our sick, bless our years, etc. Amrav Chagai, im ha'i gushom oimim gishmei bracha, im ha'i betalalim oimim betalalei bracha. Rabbi Chagai said, if it was the winter days, means the days of rain, he says, rains of bracha, And if it was the summer days, where days of Jews, he said Jews of bracha. Ki mefuzarim atam mekabet v'toyim alecha lishpeit v'ala v'shoyim tashiv yadacha v'yifmechu kol chayfei bracha v'binyan yirecha v'chidosh beit mikdashecha. And the bracha continues, for you gathered the scattered, and it's upon you to judge those who stray, and you will put your hand on the Roshayim, and all who trust in you will rejoice in you, and in the building of your city, and the renewal of your Beis HaMikdash. V'v'tzemach dovid avdcha, ki term nikra atatane, ka'amur, v'ayetem yikru v'ani e'eneh, v'ayetem medabim v'ani eshma, v'ochata Hashem shemia tfila. In Tzemach dovid avdcha, he says, for before we call you answer, as it says, and it will be in before they will call out, and I will answer while they're still speaking, I will hear. Bokhata Hashem Shemeat Shila. Vaime Gimma Bokhat Shoinoif, Vagimma Bokhat Achoinoif, Vaime Bokh Hashem Kishoma Kol Tachununai. And he says the first three Bokhas and the last three Bokhas, like every Shmoneh Esrei, and he says, Bokh Hashem Ki, because he has heard the sound of my supplications. We come now to the next Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer says if one makes his prayer kava, which is fixed, which we'll explain, it's not considered supplications. Rebbe Shur Oimer, Hamahalich v'mokam sakona, v'spal tefillah katzara, me'ein yudches, v'oimer, Hoshea Hashem es amcha es yisor, v'chol pashas ha'ibu, yusachirim lefanecha, v'chata Hashem shemea tefillah, v'tachanunim. That Rebbe Shur says that one who travels in a dangerous place should say a short prayer, like the 18 brochas, and he says, Hashem, save your nation in every parsha sa'iba, which will be explained. May their needs be in front of you. Blessed are you, Hashem, who hears prayer and supplication. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Abol, v'shem Rabbi Elazar, v'vad shalai yehei k'koyre be'geres. Rabbi Abol, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said, he need not make new requests, provided he's not like one who reads a letter, which is, means it's not supplications. And this is the understanding of Anoi ha'oifer tfilasei kava. V'acha quoting of Yosef says one must have a new matter in his tefillah every day. Achitofel ha'im espalol, sholosh tefillahis chadoshis b'chol yom. Achitofel used to pray three new tefillahs, with a chidosh means in each of the middle brachas, each day. Amar Rabbi Zeira, kozman da'avina avid kein havina to'i leitzlach ela kehaid amar Rabbi Abol b'shem Rabbi Elazar v'vad shalai yehei k'koyu v'geres. Zeira said, every time I did so, I erred. Rather, one should do like Rabbi Abol said in the name of Elazar, he need not say something new as long as he's not like one who reads a letter. Rabbi Lezer hayom ispalel tefillah chadosh b'chol yom. Rabbi Lezer used to pray a new tefillah with a chiddush in each of the brachas, middle brachas, each day. Rabbi Abol hayom mevarach bracha chadosh b'chol yom. Rabbi Abol used to bless one new chiddush bracha each day. Rabbi Yosi saidinei v'shem Rabbi Yochanan lefnei tefillasa hu omer. Hashem Tosai Tiftach, Ophi Agit Tila Secha, Urachat Filosi, Oime, Yilos and Mishiv Hegin, Bilafonecha, Hashem Sui Vagayali. Rabbi Yosi Sadania, quoting Rabbi Yochan, said that before one's Tfilah, he says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perkin and Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem, open up my lips, and my mouth will tell your praises. And after his Tfilah, he says the Pasuk there in Tehillim, Perkin Yutef Pasuk Tezvav, it should be your will that the speech of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart should be before you. Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. Rabbi Yudan Omar Travihan Kleime Slusi. Rabbi Yudan said both of these before his tefillah. Hayayim b'tefillah v'nizka shiz palel, Rav Amar Choytech v'shmul Amar Eino Choytech. If one was standing in tefillah, remember that he already prayed, Rav says he cuts, means he stops even in the middle of a bracha, Shmuel says he does not cut it. Shimon bar Vava Oimer b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Olevai shiz palel Adam kol hayayim Lama shein tefillah mafsedes. Shimon bar Vava, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if only a person would pray the entire day. What's the reason? There's no loss in tefillah, it's a request, and therefore there's no concern for bracha levatala. Rabbi Zeira boy, claiming Rabbi Yosi, leith milsei Rabbi Yochanan amar safek yispalel, safek le yispalel, al yispalel vole agive. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yosi, didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach that if there's a safek, a doubt whether a person prayed or not, he does not pray? And this is unlike Shimon bar Vava said in his name, Rabbi Yosi didn't answer him because obviously it's unlike Shimon bar Vava said in his name. Asa Rabbi Abol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Safik Nispalel Safik Lo Nispalel Al Yispalel. Rabbi Abol came and said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if it's a doubt whether one prayed or not, he does not pray again. Rabbi Chanina le Amar Kein Ela Bayan Koimi Rabbi Yochanan Safik Nispalel Safik Lo Nispalel Amar Lo Ulevashi Yispalel Shem Yispalel Im Kol Hayom Lama Shein Tefillah Mefsedes. Rabbi Chanina did not say so. Rather, he said that they asked in front of Rabbi Yochanan if it's a suffix whether one prayed or not, what did he do? And Rabbi Yochanan said, if only a person would pray the entire day, means he does pray again. What's the reason? There's no loss in Trilla. Haya Oimed Mispala B'Shabbos V'Shachach Shal Shabbos V'Hivke Shal Chol Rav Chuna Oimed If Palgun Rav Nachman B'Yakev Rav Sheshes Chadam HaChoytech Es HaBocha V'Chon Alma Goim Es HaBocha. If one was standing and praying on Shabbos and he forgot the Trilla of Shabbos and rather mentioned a weekday Bocha, Rav Chuna says Rav Nachman B'Yitzhak and Rav Sheshes disagreed. One said that he cuts, means he stops in the middle of the Bocha, and the other said that he finishes that Bocha. Hakol Moedim B'Chon Nadas Yugayim All agree though about Chon Nadas, that's the first bracha of the middle section, that he would finish it if he started it. V'ha'ka Rebbe, to Rebbe Yoma, tamani heich bitlu chen hadaf b'shabbos im ein dea tfilah minayin. This is like Rebbe, as Rebbe said, I'm astounded, how would the Chachamim cancel the recital of chen hadaf on Shabbos if there's no understanding, how can it be tfilah? Am Rebbe Yitzchak, kodoylihi hadea shi memutza ben shtei azkoreth shneema hikel deus Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak said, great is understanding, because the pasuk that puts it between two names of Hashem, ki kel deyos Hashem, because God is the of understanding Hashem. If the boy mashmina min hador, oz tovin yos Hashem v'das elikim timotze. Someone to learn it from the following pasuk in Mishlei Peg Beis, pasuk hey, then you understand yos Hashem, and the understanding of elikim you will find. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Kol HaDrochim B'Chezke Sakana. Rav Shimon bar Abba quoting Rav Chanina said that all roads are established to be dangerous, so he says the short prayer of our Mishnah. Rav Yona, Katav Nafik, Ishizu Liestauta, Hava Mefaked Goy Beisi. When Rav Yona would go out to the road, he would command his household what to do if he dies, because the road is a dangerous place. Rav Mana, Katav Azil, Maschi B'Merchot, Shihi Nesikas, Hava Mefaked Goy Beisi. When Rav Mana would bathe in a bathhouse heated through a fire underneath, he would command his household because it's dangerous. Rabbi Chanina b'Reidu Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, b'Shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, kol ha'choyli b'chefkos ha'sakona. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Avo, quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Shlokhi, said that every illness is established to be dangerous, so he says a short prayer. Rabbi Acha b'Shem Rabbi Asa, kol ma she'shatz oiveh lefnei ha'teva, v'teveh tzorchi amcha lefanecha. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Asa, said that our Mishnah mentioned every parashas ha'ibur, this is whatever a shliach tzibur is over, means passes in front of the Aaron, and requests the needs of your nation in front of you. That's parashas ha'ibur. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Menachem de Galaya, ze she'oive lefnei ha'teva, in oime lo boi v'es palel, ela boi v'karev, ase kabonenu, ase zocheinu, ase melchomaisenu, pais ba'deinu. Rabbi Pinchas, quoting Rabbi Levi, quoting Rav Menachem of Galia, said, a shliach tzibur who goes in front of the bima, one does not say to him, come and pray, rather, come and offer our korban, do our needs, wage our wars, appease for us. Achim oimer ami, tzorchi amcha yisroel merubim, vedatam ketzorah, ela yirotzim fanecha Hashem aleikeinu, velakei abriseinu, yetiten lecho beria beria, tzorcheh, olecho gria gria, dey machzor, boruch Hashem, ki shamat kol tachanunai, boruch atah Hashem, shemea tzvila. Others say that the text of the short tefillah is not like Rav Shura, but rather he says the following: the needs of your nation, Yisrael, are many; the understanding is small, means they don't have to express them. May it be a will, Hashem, my God, our God and God of our fathers, that you give to every creation his needs and to every body what he lacks. Baruch Hashem, because you have heard the sound of our supplications. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemea Tefillah. Rav Chista Amar Halacha Ka'achirim. Rav Chista says the halacha follows that opinion of the Achaim that we just mentioned. Rechista Amma Shalosh Brochis Rareshoinois Vesholosh Achroinois. Rechista said, he says, the first three brochas are not three brochas, and the short tefillah is in the middle. He doesn't shorten the other parts of the tefillah. If the Tanitani Mispalel Vachakach Toiveya Sorocha, Vis Tanitani Toiveya Sorocha Vachakach Mispalel. Some teach that one prays Shemon Esra and afterwards makes his own personal requests, and some teach that he requests his needs and afterwards he prays. Mandam mispala v'chakach teveya, sochav, tshila la'oni kiyate v'chakach levnei Hashem yishpech sichay. The one who said that he first prays and asks his needs is from, because he learns this in the pasuk, the tshila of a poor man kiyatev, that first of all he prays, and then after this says levnei Hashem yishpech sichay, that he should pour out his conversation
and ask for his needs. Umandam Tevea Socha Vachakach Mitpalel, Lishmai Alawina Vachakach Ve'elachele, I should say. The one is that he requests his needs and after his praise is from the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph Perichet, Pasuk Chofches, to hear the Rina and the Trilla. Rina refers to his needs and Trilla is his prayers. Divrei Chachamim, Rav Zeira B'Shem Rav Huna, Yochel Tevea Socha B'Shemer Trilla. And the Chachamim say differently, Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Huna, says, an individual requests his needs in the bracha of Shemir Tefillah.